Let's start the show.
Man, we got a damn good show for y'all, man. Damn good show. But before we start the show, I want to show you this clean-ass t-shirt I got on. Who needs the police when you got a 38, a shotgun, 45? They all get there quicker than the police. Get your patriotic, all faster than 911 t-shirt today.
Yeah, I got a nice skull on.
It was clean right there.
That's patriotism.
Yeah, and you can get 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. Because China is making viruses great again. All right, but anyway.
Let's start the show, man.
Yeah, ALC.
Yeah.
It's like every time this lady opens her mouth, I'm like,
yeah,
how did she get elected? I'm like, damn. And I used to be naive. I used to wonder, I'd be looking at these politicians on TV. I'm like, how in the world did this woman get elected?
Yeah.
Now I'm not naive anymore.
Yeah, I used to think everybody that was elected, man, they were very smart, college educated, like most are, but some of them just lack common sense.
Yeah, but these people, ALC is a direct representation of the constituents in her district. District! That's a district.
Man, calm down, man. Just calm down.
That's how she got elected.
Yeah.
Not because of her brains.
Not because of the great idea she got. She got elected because the people who voted for her are clinically brain dead.
No, they voted for her because they look like her.
Color of skin. Man.
Same thing with Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
Look at that woman. Ain't did nothing.
She got a big old mansion, though.
But anyway, ALC had something to say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, she was upset because Moscow Mitch, man, he's a...
Man, don't call him that.
Well, they call him Moscow. I like that name, Moscow Mitch. I like Mitch, man. I like Mitch, but Mitch came out, he made some statements about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She had just passed away, and man, Mitch, man, he's cold, man. They haven't even made funeral arrangements. Hey, Trump, you got my vote. He's cold, man. Moscow Mitch is cold. He cold as ice. Come on, man.
Get your damn leg off me.
She was upset about that. She came out with a tweet. Check out the video.
I need you to be ready. I need you to be ready. And I need you to be ready to be responsive. And by that, I mean, we don't quite know what the next play is in terms of this issue on the Supreme Court, right? Mitch McConnell sent out a statement tonight. And as I said at the opening, the very last dying wish of RBG was that her vacancy not be filled until the new president takes office in January. That was her dying wish. Tonight, Mitch McConnell publicly, the night of her passing, he couldn't wait 24 hours, issued a statement saying that he was going to give Trump a vote in violation of her dying wish. People can say how appalling, people could say this is horrible, etc. But we know who this man is. We know who this man is. This is a man who does not care about a dying woman's final wish. Clearly.
In violation of a dying wish, how do you violate a wish?
It's a wish! It's a wish. How do you violate a wish? You violate laws. You violate rules. You violate the Constitution. How can you violate a wish?
The definition of a wish is you asking for something you know you ain't gonna get. You know you're not entitled to. That's a wish. Like I wish for $1 million. That's a wish.
You know what? Somebody's in violation for that. No, it don't make sense, AOC.
Yeah.
And how do you know? How do you not know the next play? You don't know what the next steps are to replace her? It's all in the Constitution. You, Congresswoman, right? I'm sure you've read it.
At least some of it. Yeah, you could even just read the
brief part of the Constitution that tells you what to do in this circumstance.
Yeah.
What does it say, AOC? This is what it says. The president nominates, picks a candidate to replace the judge that gets passed.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Senate, they confirm that pick.
That's the next play. It doesn't say in there, when someone passed away, they have dying wishes. I read through the Constitution, can't find it nowhere.
Yeah.
It's up to the president and the Senate.
Yeah, that's
nobody's dying wish is taken in consideration.
Yeah, on the left, y'all always claim on the right, we crumple the Constitution.
Yeah.
What the hell y'all think y'all trying to do?
Yeah.
Look,
y'all stomping it, spitting on it, burning it, threw it in the trash a long time ago.
Yeah, the judge, whoever's going out, they don't get to pick that successor.
Yeah.
They don't get that option. That's never happened. So why
are you on Twitter talking about they in violation?
A dying wish.
And you don't know what the next play is, and you in Congress.
I mean, her dying wish was this. Don't pick a Supreme Court justice to replace me until we have a new president. Okay, the election comes up in November. Trump gets reelected.
Is he considered a new president? No, he's reelected. So we got to wait till after Trump does his 8 years?
That's her dying wish. It don't work like that. This country cannot function without all the Supreme Court justices. Yeah. Because this election, if it's a contested election, we need this Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So we can't have a 4-4 tie.
Yeah.
We got to have all the justices.
Yeah, you let the president do his job. And if you don't know what his next play is, like I said, it's in the Constitution. The president picks a nominee, and then the Senate confirms it. That's your next play, O.C. There's no dying wishes. None. It's not in the Constitution. AOC, girl, you crazy as hell. In violation. Girl, get off of Twitter.
Hey, AOC. Trump 2020. Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.